Physicists in Switzerland reported today that they had conducted fresh experiments on antimatter. As NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports, antimatter is extremely rare, and researchers want to know why.
You, me, your radio or smart speaker or whatever, it's all regular old matter. So what then is antimatter?
Antimatter, I think of it as kind of an evil twin of the stuff that makes up our everyday world.
Jeffrey Hengst is a physicist at Aarhus University in Denmark. Think of it this way. Every type of particle in the universe has an opposite with opposite properties. And just like a bad movie, the twins can't meet.
The antimatter can't exist in the presence of matter. That's where the science fiction stuff comes in.
If matter and antimatter touch, they annihilate, turning into pure energy. Physicists can routinely measure this in the lab, negative electrons meeting positively charged anti-electrons and disappearing in a flash. It all makes for some great episodes of Star Trek.
The antimatter pods are rigged to blow up the moment we go into warp drive.
But in real life, the fact that matter and antimatter can't coexist is just, well...
It's really just annoying to have to deal with something that you have to make and that the universe is trying to destroy at every turning point.
Producing even a handful of atoms of antimatter is tough. Physicists use a giant particle accelerator at a big lab called CERN to make antiprotons, which are the anti-version of protons, which make up the hearts of atoms. Hengst and his team slow those antiprotons down and then combine them with anti-electrons. Smooshing them together is a really delicate business.
We call it smerge. It's a smooth merge.
A lot of the antimatter ends up hitting the wall and disappearing in a flash, but every now and again, one anti-electron ends up orbiting one antiproton. The result is an anti-version of the lightest element in the universe, hydrogen.
Hydrogen is probably the thing we know best. We've been studying it forever. We really understand it.
And Hengst hopes that by making anti-hydrogen and studying it, he can learn more about all antimatter. The big question on everyone's mind is why there is so much matter in the universe and so little antimatter.
There aren't any good ideas about this.
If Hengst found some difference between the twins, that might explain it. The latest measurements by his team are published today in the journal Nature. They have to do with how anti-hydrogen absorbs and emits light. So far, at least, Hengst says it looks like it behaves exactly the same as regular hydrogen.
But this is really early days.
He's planning more measurements for years to come. He says physicists and all of us have a lot more to learn about antimatter. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.